The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas. From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Shenanigans NYC edition. I have great company in the studio today. First up, we have one half of the Giggly Squad. She's one of Variety's 10 comedians to watch and recently announced her very first Netflix special. The very funny and equally beautiful Hannah Berner in the house.
God. Thank you, Sheena. It's always an honor and a privilege to be on your pod. Aww. You walked so I can run. And anytime you text me, I'm like, I get to hang out with Sheena.
I love to see you when I'm in New York. It's like, these are such quick trips, so I need to see my people.
You might as well make content.
You know, exactly. Because you're one That's of my favorite people to make content with. Mm-hmm. When I saw the Netflix thing, which we'll get into in a bit, I was just like, yes. As you should. This should have already happened. And
Stop, you're going to make me cry 2 minutes in.
So proud of you. Paige is in Charleston, but I'm sure we'll get into some shenanigans with her soon. Yeah. Looks fun. Also joining us in the Shenanigans studio today for the very first time, but hopefully not the last, we have a reality TV connoisseur, one of my favorite, personal favorite Bravo historians, the host of Gabbing with Gib, podcast entertainment journalist Gibson Johns. How we doing?
I'm so happy to be here. First time. You walked so I could run.
I do have to say, I didn't know you were coming. And then she was like, by the way, Gibson's coming. I go, Gibson and I go way back.
Yeah.
Like when I first got on Bravo, he was such a friendly face. And like, I just always loved this man.
Yeah.
So we get to hang.
I remember our first time doing a little interview around a little table in my office.
Yeah.
You were like, we hit it off. We hit it off.
I try to make him laugh.
You put me in contact with the producer of the show back then. Didn't work out for me.
Oh, was I trying to get you on the show?
You were.
Because he's hot.
Yes, I know. Wow. And every time I see you, it's usually you asking the questions. So I thought it would be fun to, you know, flip the script a little.
I love that. Fuck with him.
Yeah. I've done that recently a little
bit.
Be like,
so how's your relationship with your parents?
I'm trying to switch things up on Shenanigans. Keep it fresh, you know, do some hot topics, do some solos, and just do some different things that I've never done. Because I've been doing this show for like 6 years now. And I'm just trying to switch it up. So I thought you two would be a cute little combat.
I do have to say about you, you are fearless, and I think like that's a lot. That's like 90% of the battle. Mm-hmm. And like everything's changing so much. Like when you started reality TV, the system was different. Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
How people consumed it, everything. So like just kudos to you for like evolving. And
thank you.
You were doing YouTube vlogs like
ahead of your time. No, truly. You were making the most of this platform before a lot of people were doing that. And now everyone's playing catch up with the things that you've been doing.
Yeah.
And to some success and some not, but like you've maintained it. And
I can literally talk for an hour about Sheena.
I do. So that's why I brought them here today.
The Sheena show.
Talk with the notes.
Also, like, you've been doing reality TV so long and you've had so many ups and downs and battles.
Tell
and
me
you just
about
always
it.
Keep your head up. And then like when I've been going through ups and downs, you were the same to me. Mm. So I just like really appreciate you and respect you a lot.
Well, thank you. Thanks, guys. I'm excited to get into some shenanigans today.
Now let's talk some shit.
Let's just start with what did y'all get up to over the weekend? Did you see the eclipse? Where were you at?
Where did everyone get these sunglasses?
Literally.
No, on the street. This guy on the street. Literally just selling them 2 for $5.
I heard there was a 2-hour line at the only store left in Manhattan that had them.
Like, they were sold out everywhere. The libraries, like no one had them. My friend found them.
Nobody told me about it.
From a guy on the street.
I didn't get the accessory. So I was just walking out with my head down. And you know when you're like not supposed to do something?
Yeah.
So you're like, I kind of want to look.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But I just like kept my head down and went home. And I felt a little left out.
I was on a road trip by myself driving back from somewhere. So I didn't even...
You were going through something.
I was. And I noticed that it was getting a little dark. And I was like, I totally forgot it was happening.
It's happening.
I think it's the end of the world all the time. So I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
What was it like in LA?
Well, I was here.
Oh, you were here.
So I was on a rooftop here with some friends. And all of a sudden, it was like, wait, where'd our heater go?
Literally.
It got so cold. I felt like it dropped 20 degrees.
One thing about Sheena is she will have a friend group around her at all times. Sheena is fun. You see Sheena, she knows what's going on. And I knew you were going to do something for the eclipse.
I knew it.
She will use any excuse to have a good time. She jokes, me and Paige, we'll do any excuse to cancel plans.
Right.
So then we're just always fighting each other.
Mm. Yeah.
Meet in the middle. Meet in the middle. I don't know what the middle is, but you can meet in the middle.
Brock wanted to plan a trip to Texas because that was supposed to be one of the best places to see it. And then we got booked on Watch What Happens Live. And I'm like, well, now we're going to have to make sure to get to New York in time to see the eclipse.
Look, she lives life to the fullest. I have to say that.
I kind of would have loved if you had chosen Texas and just overwatch What Happens Live.
Right? Sorry, Andy. Yeah. I'm busy chasing the eclipse. Brock got me a telescope for Christmas. And so he was like, well, you know, honey, we can also travel with it. I'm like, first of all, it's in Palm Springs. We're not driving to Palm Springs to pack the telescope, to fly with it and go to Texas. That sounds
also, that's
amazing
how
in
you
theory.
Burn your eyes out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Brock, use the telescope.
Just intensified.
With the eclipse.
Yeah,
see what
exactly.
happens.
Okay, so I thought it would be fun to start with a little game and then we'll get into some hot topics. But wait, before we do, were you here for the earthquake?
Yes.
Was that gnarly?
I was in
what
Florida.
Was that like?
Okay. I thought that my building was going to collapse. I live in a walk up.
Yeah.
And I have like, all of a sudden it just started shaking and I was like, oh, this is an old building. I guess I'm just like going to go down. You know, like this is it.
Right.
Like
this Miami. Is it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's all happening right now.
It's all happening.
It's all happening. And then I looked outside and there's people just walking like nothing had just happened. So I was like, I don't know what that was. It was so bizarre. And then the group text start blowing up and it was like, but some people didn't feel it, which I was very intense where I was.
You're like, I'm just an empath, so I felt it really hard.
Yeah.
I was in Miami for shows and I called Dez and he didn't answer. He called me back. I answered. Like, we had this weird like phone exchange. And then he called me. He's like, you're never going to fucking believe what just happened. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I thought I was going to fucking die. There was an earthquake. Because we're like the 13th floor or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so... But everyone kept making jokes like, oh, my coffee like moved a little and like,
yeah,
respect my privacy at this time.
Right.
People being dramatic as fuck.
Well, I had a near-death experience, so just kidding.
You did. I mean, no, it's scary.
It is scary. But...
Have you seen the like viral jokes and memes about me going around where everyone's like, oh, my God, have we checked on Sheena? Is Sheena okay? I decided to respond to one. And I was like, thanks. I'm good. I actually don't get to New York till Sunday. But thanks for checking in.
It was a perfect response. I saw it. It was very good.
I'm just like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Okay? No, I can be in on the joke too.
Exactly. Okay? That's the only way at this point to just
Sheena,
like go for
during
it.
During season, how do you navigate your own phone?
So I try to stay out of the comment section as much as possible. Mm-hmm. If someone sends me something funny, then I may look at what was either before or after that and respond to a couple things. But I genuinely am just trying to stay off it because it's not been the most positive and supportive.
Well, also,
shocking.
The algorithm, it's like continually showing you your ex. It'll show videos of people talking about you.
Oh,
and
you're
like, no, this is exactly what I don't want.
I'm like, not interested. Not interested.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, tell
that.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But at some point, you must have just feel, at least for on Sunday, it's like, I gotta jump in.
Oh, totally. I like to be in on the joke. I'm like, I'm also writing a couple new songs right now. And one of them, if I said what it was called, it's so obvious. But I'm just like, you know what? I can take what you've said, turn it into a bop, and then, you know, flip the script in the
lemons out of lemonade out of lemons.
We love it. We love
it. Okay, I thought it would be fun to play a game called Faux Pas or Fair Game. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to name off a topic, and I want you both to weigh in on your thoughts on the matter. Smoking a cigarette as you walk down the sidewalk.
I just like can't with cigarette smoke. I personally can't do it. I can't even, I've actually never smoked a cigarette.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't, I'm not like bragging. I'm like, cause I don't trust myself. I'm like, what's the best that can happen? I like it. And then I like cigarettes.
No, they're so gross.
So, I mean, what happened? Just Juul, like a normal person. Yeah.
Right.
For me personally, faux pas, but some people can make it look so cool. And I know that that's like, that gets you right? against the like, that's what we're trying to fight against. But like, you know, like the other day I was at a restaurant in Tribeca and I saw Chloe Sevigny, who's like the most like iconic New York yeah. it girl. And she and her four girlfriends left in the middle of their dinner to go have a smoke break. And I was like, you know what? They can do it.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like you're like, put it in my mouth, Chloe. Blow it in my mouth.
What about taking the amenities from your hotel room? Like the cute little shampoos and stuff.
Fair fucking game.
Yeah.
I was recently talking on Giggly Squad how like I always take the Delta headphones. Headphones are like $17. Mm-hmm. I will take every Delta headphone. I appreciate it. Thank you. They're here for a reason.
Yeah.
And yet some of these hotels, it smells good. And you never know when you're gonna be at a hotel where you don't have it and right. you need it.
Yeah.
I have so much stuff that I think I'm gonna need that I never use, but like it just makes me feel good.
But you never know. One day you might.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes you're traveling, it's like an Airbnb and they don't have the shampoo right. and conditioner yes. stock. And it's like, you know what? I came prepared because I stole from my hotel.
Also yep. a pen. And I love a pen.
Mm-hmm. I love a pen. I take pens from restaurants all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just like, look the other way. Let's go. You know? I have a collection.
We flew Mint on the way here and the guy sitting next to me left his little travel bag. I was like, I'm going to take that. You know, if you're going to leave it.
Oh, it's a travel bag they give you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Those are good. I like to stock my guest room with them.
There we go.
So when people stay and they have like a flight back, they have their little travel bag.
Wait, you're so cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so I took his for my future guests in my new house. You might be one of them. Okay, what about, here's one close to home, sharing locations.
Wait, I actually don't know what happened, so now I'm nervous. Because
now I want to hear her thoughts first. Take the plunge.
I personally love when people know where I am because I don't know where I am. Mm-hmm. Like my mom never has to worry if like the plane landed because she's following me.
Right.
It's just like a safety thing. It's like I have nothing to hide, so like I would like people to know where I am.
Yeah.
I'll call my mom and be like, I'm lost. And she's like, you need to take a left. And I'm like, thank you. I have the worst sense of direction. But yeah, I fuck with location.
Yeah.
I like it.
Same.
I would say Find My Friends is one of the least used apps on my phone because I don't share my location with anybody. But
why not?
Exactly. Honestly, not even nothing. I just feel like sometimes it's TMI. Like I just want to like have a Sunday where
where
I can
just, are
you
like, going though?
Wouldn't you like to know? if I told you, if I wanted to tell you, actually, I would share my location with you, babe.
I wouldn't want to share my location with people because they'd be like, she hasn't moved from her bed for 7 days.
That's true. But also I have friends who love it, like they're obsessed with it, and yeah. I watch them use the app, and
yeah.
I don't think it's creepy. I just don't. I see them open it and zoom in on. Oh, I wonder why Olivia is in Midtown right now.
I know
Saturday.
Once my mom was like, "Are you with your ex right now?"
right. It's like, I guess it's entertaining, but like for me, nobody needs to know.
Okay,
but honestly, wait, what's your sign?
Leo.
Wait, so am I.
August.
So
August
is my sister. Like. My sister's the 19th. Look at all of you
Look
guys.
Look at us.
What are you?
Taurus. Coming up.
Mm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But for the record, it's not creepy. So I don't think how it played out in the show, completely normal because I have friends like you who love using that and doing that.
And so. I'm sorry, if I'm going to check on you to ask if you got home safe and you say yes and then you send some weird cryptic emoji,
going
I might
to
check.
App.
And then I saw that Max was at Katie's apartment. And not his own house.
And that's where we found out they had a little moment.
I love how I'm witnessing all this for the first time.
I was like, are you caught up? Are you watching? She's like, I don't watch anything on Bravo anymore.
And
like,
listen, okay, that reveal opened up
I
your season.
I support women's arts.
Fair game.
I support women's arts. Wait.
I think that reveal is exactly what the season needed. So thank you for your service.
You know, I mean, thank you, Brock, I guess, for being messy.
And thank you, Brock.
I was so mad at him.
Brock is learning from the best.
I love
so.
How the men are messy because you don't see it for them. And then you're like, thank you for your service. Also, I do have to say, how many times does Sheena have to get the ball rolling with some storylines? How many times?
You know, I mean, but here's the thing, Katie. If you're going to bang a guy who's banged like everyone else on this show, it's probably going to come out. And he was about to tell Schwartz. So it was going to come out regardless. It just came out with Brock.
From an unexpected
messy.
Source.
It was not supposed to come out that way. It was just like, I know, you know, but you tell Schwartz, I'm not saying anything. Of course, Brock knew. He was sitting right next
Max
to me.
I didn't know Max was still in L.A.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you where he is right now. I have his location. Might be in San Diego. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Using a seat for your giant purse or bag.
A seat where?
Maybe at a restaurant. Maybe, you know, it's a Southwest flight.
So Paige has this like doohickey that it's like a magnet that you could put it on a table and it hangs your bag. Uh-huh. I was like, this is the most genius.
Never seen that.
Like, QVC
I've had one
thing
of those
I've
and I've
seen.
Never used it.
I know.
But yeah.
It's the kind of thing that you're like, I wouldn't
Paige
actually
would
do
use.
It. Paige
yes.
would use it. It has like a little like jewel. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I, as a girl, mm-hmm. I'm like, I got this bag. It's nice. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to put it on the New York City floor where someone could just grab it.
Right.
So, but I, if it was a crowded place, I wouldn't put it on a,
yeah.
Like it depends
in a,
on
in a boarding
context.
At my gate at the airport, I take up two seats.
Mm-hmm.
I put my seat
oh, well,
next to
me. Oh, well, gates at the airport, it's too intimate anyway. If you sit next to anyone directly, that's fucked up.
Serial killer vibes.
I will stand instead of sitting on a stranger's lap at the airport.
Yeah. No, listen. Yeah.
If, you know when they sit next to you when there's room as well? I'm like, well, now I need to like leave. Mm. I need to cancel my flight.
I also love when you're going out to dinner and it's three of you and there's a fourth chair at the table. You can use that as the bag catch-all. Love that.
Yeah. Yes. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Last one. Using the bathroom of the gender you don't identify with because there's a line for yours.
Fair game.
Fair game.
I say fair game just because specifically like at my stand-up shows, it's all girls.
Yeah.
And there'll be like such a line. They're missing the jokes. And I will literally say, go in the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
I give you guys consent. There's four boyfriends here. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also just like communicate with people.
A lot of the concerts I go to are heavily female audiences. Yeah. And that happens all the time.
So
you're
just, like,
and I'm
in
just
the
like, come
with
on
the girls.
In, girls. Just like, don't look too closely at the urinal.
You communicate. Obviously, you don't want to be in a weird situation.
Yeah.
Right. But like, go in with a group of girls and you're safe.
Or if you're cool, just like peeing in the stall where there's a urinal across the way. Like,
maybe
fine.
You can like meet guys in the bathroom.
Oh my God. Yeah. You've unlocked
something.
Maybe
that's something. A new dating.
Now.
Do you ever meet guys in the bathroom?
No. I wish.
Imagine you're like, we met at the stall.
I clam up at
Applebee's.
The urinal. I'm like, don't look.
You don't bring your pants all the way to your heels.
I've seen it happen.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Is that Nick or is it?
If,
or
is what a Nick?
If a guy puts it to his ankles.
Please. If you're doing that and you're under the age of like 80 years old, like I have serious questions for you. Though I will say I went to this bar in New York, this gay bar, and it was like a one urinal, one stall situation. Mm-hmm. There were two other guys in there. Something was happening against the sink and I had to sort of maneuver around them to get to the urinal.
Excuse
and I was,
me. Pardon me.
Exactly. Fresh meat coming through.
Fresh meat coming through.
I love it. All right. We're going to take a quick little break and then we'll be right back. All right. So imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. So Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I was recently looking to upgrade some stuff in mine and Summer Moon's new closets, and they have things like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for only $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and they even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry pieces. I'm telling you, everything that I have gotten from Quince for myself and for Summer are the cutest pieces, the softest fabrics, and pieces that I'm going to want to pass down to other kids and cousins and friends because they're too good and my kid is growing too fast. Also, I want to mention that Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which I absolutely love. So recently, I got a bunch of new matching sets for summer, just gearing up for the spring and summer, pun intended, seasons to come. I got some new little crop tops for myself, and from her winter to summer wardrobe, Quince has hooked us up. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/honey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/honey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/honey. All right. Well, as we know, Lisa Vanderpump is as real as it gets. The queen of hospitality herself is now here with her extensive expertise, having run over 35 restaurants and a boutique hotel. She has become a household name due to her iconic reality TV career, and that is not stopping with Vanderpump Villa. Viewers can expect to see Lisa's unique style and cheeky personality on full display as she leads a brand new villa staff as the host of the luxurious French countryside villa Chateau Rosabelle. Her unique brand of glamour and biting humor will bring instant awareness and affinity that differentiates this show from the rest. Vanderpump Villa provides an entertaining and unfiltered portrait of life, both saturated in and starkly without privilege. At the heart of the series is the staff, a group of attractive and opinionated team members who all have a unique, or lack thereof, expertise that have entered the villa to work, play, and clash under the same roof as their guest. Throughout the series, new groups of guests will arrive for a unique and lavish vacation, and the staff will have to be ready to cater to every whim. This series offers a behind-the-scenes look at how the staff are pushed to their limits to execute these one-of-a-kind celebrations while having to maintain composure and professionalism, as this is an opportunity of a lifetime for each of them. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Okay, so this week, I know you're not watching, but it's season 11, episode 11 of Vanderpump Rules. Literally.
Can you believe?
11-11.
No, and I'm very superstitious about
the tattoo. Make a wish.
Yes, and I see 11-11 everywhere.
Same. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely a bit of a numbers girl, but like TBD if that's an interest in numerology and angel numbers or just a symptom of my OCD. I'm not too sure. Maybe a bit of
you just always on your phone. That's why you see 11-11 right? Every day.
Okay. So anyone listening, I just want to say, you know, feel free to take a moment, set an intention, make a wish. 11-11.
Your guides are with you. It's all happening.
Okay, set. What are your thoughts on numbers? Because you mentioned that you live on the 13th floor. So
I'm half Italian, and apparently in Sicily, 13's a lucky number. And I also got married on Friday the 13th.
Right, it was my mom's birthday.
Oh my God. And yes. People, first of all, I think it was cheaper. And second of all, I was like, everything in life, you can put your own perspective on it. And I really think, like, life, we can't control what happens to us. We can control how we respond. And if you really believe things are bad luck, like, it will follow you. Mm-hmm. But, like, I really believe my Italian ancestors are like, get married on the 13th. Let's go. Save some money.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, totally. Yeah. I did a Tuesday in Mexico because it was cheaper and I thought less people would come. Didn't happen. Currently, can I tell y'all that when you're a parent and you are planning your kid's birthday, it's fucking stressful. Mm. So the last 2 years, I've had more people at Summer Moon's birthday than we had at our wedding. Like 150
Wait,
people last year.
And you feel pressure, like it has to be a party.
Yes.
And it's the, I've and it's the kids the and all the parents are invited.
It has to go off.
Literally.
Okay. So it's three for one each time.
And then you have to know all the kids if they're allergic to anything.
Oh, no nuts. Just no nuts is always no nuts. Safe.
Okay.
For sure. But so this year, my mom was like, Sheena, you're moving. You know, let's take the pressure off you. Just book an indoor playground place. It'll be so much easier for you.
Chuck E. Cheese.
It's called Candyland. It's not so much easier for me, and it's probably costing me the same, if not more. Thanks, Mom. But now there's a capacity at this place. So now
it's
I'm
exclusive.
Having... It is.
The hottest ticket in town.
But so exclusive that some of my closest friends who either have newborns or kids who are like over the age of 5, I'm like having to tell them, I would love to have you there, but I can't because of capacity. And that... Anyone who knows me knows that gives me severe anxiety. I am such a people pleaser. Yes. I want to have everyone there. That's why I had 150 people last year. And now here I am having to text some of my closest friends like, hi, I love you so much. And I know you've asked about Summer's birthday. But in order to have Summer's closest like 30 to 35 friends
Summer's
there, you know,
causing
her whole dance
drama.
Class and everyone else, I can't have all of my friends
Listen.
There.
I was like, if you don't have any Ashton, I'm never talking to you again, Mom.
This is also exposure therapy for me. I feel like being a people pleaser, but I'm like, I'm not making her birthday about me this year. You know, last year, a little bit, the first 2 years, they're kind of, you know, they're about the parents.
And it's easing you into that.
They're not remembering
it. 100%.
They can't remember.
Yeah. This year, I'm like, she has made so many new friends. She's in dance. She has new neighbor friends.
So
that
cute.
It's about the kids.
Do you remember
but now
the,
I'm like,
do you remember the MTV show, My Super Sweet 16?
Yes.
How could you
That's
forget?
What I'm envisioning for Summer Moon, being like,
That's what
I'm
it was
three.
Last year.
Carrying me in on a throne. Yeah.
She flies him on a helicopter.
Yes.
But it's going to be a great party, but Pitbull's I'm just like,
performing.
It's giving me
but
so
I feel
much
like the
anxiety.
Older she gets, the less people she's going to allow you to invite to her birthday. So this is right. This is like a, no. The ball is rolling slowly. In that
yeah. Also, like, she ripped open your vagina. Like the first couple years literally. Should be about you.
Yeah.
Completely
yeah.
agree.
Yeah.
You
so,
earned it.
To all of those not on the invite list, I'm sorry. I wish everyone could be there. And I was like, honestly, I'm just going to go back to the 150 person party next year. Mm-hmm. It's better for my anxiety.
Yeah. People are going to be like, did you get into Summer's party?
No, but that's also what I knew was going to start happening the day I sent the invites out. So I had to say when I sent the invite, just so you know, this is only going to the toddler parents first.
Yes.
I need to see how many toddlers
and then,
can
like,
come.
Do we like the toddler? Has the toddler engaged with Summer recently?
Do we like their you parents? Know? Yeah. That's what I would think about.
It's just... Oh,
you
it's,
tell Summer to cross people off the list.
Listen, honey, here's a pink highlighter.
It's been so hard.
Go in. We got to cut people. Cut them.
It's like, this is what I got for listening to my mom. You know what? She was trying to just make things easier for me, take something off my plate. She knows how much the last two parties have been just planning wise. So, yeah, let's just do it in an indoor playground where we have
we're
to cut
really
the guest list. Like,
well, you know what you have to do? You have to have an after party where you invite everyone. Next like question. A wedding, you know?
Thankfully, my birthday is the following week. Okay, so I'm like, so everyone's done. Invited to my birthday. We're going to do it at a bar. Everyone can come and, you know, open their own tab.
I'm so exhausted. Not on mine. Just hearing like 1 week of her parties. Like, I can't.
How do you do it?
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know.
Do you get hungover still?
So here's the thing. I never really got hungover before. But... recently, there's been a bit
you got a headache
mild.
Once.
Yeah, I got a headache. And I was like, that was that one last shot at the end of the
right.
night where it's like, it's always that last shot. Did I need that?
Mm-mm.
No,
Mm-mm.
of course not. But on Tuesdays, if I do watch the show and I do get a little bit in the comment section, you know, we did. We had an extra shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another, and I was like, I might pay for this tomorrow, but it's okay
worth
because
it
tastes good, and it was worth it.
Whatever you need to cope.
Yeah, you know?
I respect your health.
Thanks. Okay, speaking of filming stuff. So this week, I don't know if you've seen online anywhere, there was leaked audio that surfaced of Tamra and Shannon, who were arguing while filming for Real Housewives of Orange County. During filming of season 10 of Vanderpump Rules, I felt like there were more leaks than ever. I mean, there was TMZ hiding in the Sir Alley as Tom and I are having our first film conversation. And I screamed at him. And then that's on TMZ. There's a photo with a fan taken. There's just all of this. And I feel like there seems to be a shift in the audience and fans taking more of an active role. It's like, I feel like they're like our extra cast member at this point. But... I feel like it's also an additional arm of storytelling on the shows now. So my question is, what do we think about this? And is it ultimately a good thing as it shows more interest and involvement, or is it spoiling storylines?
What a great question.
That is a great question. I'm personally, I err on the side of things not leaking. Salt Lake City last season, nobody had any idea about what was going to go on that season. And that's what made the reality of Auntie's thing so big. It was so unexpected. Nobody knew it was happening. And like, it makes the impact greater. But if like I was frustrated for you guys, that it feels like you have already sort of watched a version of the season. If you are paying attention to that, I try to not pay attention to all of that. Cause I'm like, this is like Dumois culture on steroids. And like,
totally.
And I'm just like, it ruins the viewing experience in some respects, but I think like the group photo, obviously that came back to bite you, but like
everything
I do appreciate how that was woven into the show because it does like break the fourth
it's
wall
real,
to a certain way
you
in
know?
A certain extent. And like I'm a big advocate for you guys in particular breaking the fourth wall a little bit more. And I think that was a good example of it working. And so like the Tamra and Shannon thing, we have no idea the context. We knew they weren't friends.
Yeah.
And so like that kind of like, you know. It kind of helps promote the season, I guess. But otherwise, we don't really know what's going on that show right now. And like, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, see, and I feel like that is the frustrating thing for me especially is oftentimes when there are these type of leaks, a small clip, a photo, whatever, it can be completely taken out of context.
Yes.
You know, you don't know why I was standing next to Tom in that photo for maybe 6 months, maybe never. Maybe you listen to Shenanigans, maybe you don't. But it doesn't always represent the entire truth of the story, the dynamics of the cast. And then it's like that interpretation almost can become the main narrative
it
until the season
you.
Airs.
It's so you nailed it, both of you. Reality TV is all about context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if I say, fuck you, bitch, and I said it in response to someone saying something so horrible mm-hmm. to me, or if they take that out and it makes it sound like I just lost my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the same thing that I said, but it's about context. I do yeah. like when like authentic stuff gets leaked, but I don't like when, yeah, people tried to make up the narrative before it happens.
Yeah.
But the editors must hate it.
I know.
They're like, okay, we got to switch it up because now people think this. And which it's, but the truth is like Vanderpump, I don't think it was supposed, they ever thought it would get this big.
No.
So like, it is this interesting time, but the fact that they started to let you guys break the fourth wall a little
finally.
Bit made it better mm-hmm. because the audience is smart. They're like, yeah. we know you guys are making money now. We know that you guys are fighting about like the show.
Mm-hmm.
So like, can we at least, cause I hate when the audience is just confused
mm-hmm.
and then they don't enjoy the show cause they're confused and you're like, the drama
trying to make sense
so
of something.
100%.
Instead of just saying, I saw what you said 100%. About me on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes,
it was like,
exactly.
well, that one time in New York.
Yes,
exactly.
It was like,
yeah, it's always yeah. in New York.
And then they flash to Watch What Happens
right.
Live anyways.
Which,
so
like,
it's like,
I, it's a slippery slope. But I do just think for you guys, it's like, this is your life.
Yeah.
And like, I loved how with the group photo, the whole kind of next thing was like, trying to get Ariana to comment and sort of like dispel some mm-hmm. of the mm-hmm. bad blood, I guess, that it was brewing. And like that, again, it's like, it's basically like put out a statement, you know what I mean? And like, hit, like work with your team and put something out. And like, that is
yeah.
what your lives are in a lot of, mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. Like it just reflects
yeah.
your actual reality.
No, yeah. totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like at the end of the day, it is a good problem to have because
of
if course. Nobody cared, you know, we're all
and it's good press.
Out of a job. Mm-hmm. But personally, it's frustrating.
Well, yeah, if you're filming a scene and they don't know why you're upset and then
yeah.
you just look like you're being loony.
Totally.
When they don't know what it's from, it's crazy.
And do you get in trouble when you get in trouble if you were to like speak out about something that leaks during filming because you're supposed to like bite your tongue?
Yeah, we're supposed to bite our tongue.
Yeah.
Even like the whole Schwartz make out that wasn't a make out. I was mm-hmm. just like, God, when is this episode airing?
Right.
Just get this whole
right.
story
but
out
so this
there.
Is the thing. Some cast members will try to get ahead of storylines.
Yeah.
And then some will say it's but like you never really know what they're ultimately
the edit's
gonna
be
show.
And what they're
so
gonna show.
When someone gets too ahead of it, I always think, oh, you're like worried, like
mm-hmm.
you know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people don't try to get ahead of it, I'm like, oh, you really thought that they were going to show something they didn't show.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, look, yeah. reality TV, it's psychological warfare.
Yeah.
So many things get taken out of context. Kind of on this same area. Someone sent me a screenshot from a Reddit board yesterday. It was like a detailed fan account who said, they saw me at a bar Sunday evening with Brock after Ariana's show, and I looked quite upset. And I was showing Brock something on my phone, speculating I must have been beefing with Ariana. And I'm like, okay. In reality, what I had seen was that Jax made a disgusting comment about me and was saying some untrue things about VPR. But what bothered me the most was Jax. So he was at his self-named bar, Jax's, and seemingly drunk, probably had, you know, a lot of pasta that night to eat. And he said, had the audacity to say that I'm always out partying and leave my child to be raised by my mother.
Jesus.
So first of all, the irony of this coming from the guy sitting at his own bar partying without his child, like that's not lost on me. But secondly, it's just so far from the truth and he should know this. 95% of the time when I'm out, it usually is a work thing. And it's also...
Sheena, you don't have to defend yourself.
But I feel like I do. It's also after I put my kid to bed.
No.
And it's so frustrating because I'm like, yes, I do a lot of stuff.
Mm.
And I do go out often, but I'm like, I can't make plans before 9 p.m. And if that means that I'm going to be tired the next day, I'm still going to wake up with my kid.
Sheena, you do not have to fucking explain that you love your child because everyone knows you do. And people are saying fucked up shit. And you're also going through season, which is so intense right now, and you're being judged by everyone, and like
literally
you're just so fucking strong right now, and like I want to hug you and kiss you, like, because it's just a lot, and you almost feel dirty because you feel like people are looking at you in a way that you just don't you didn't consent to.
Well, and I had literally so much mom guilt about coming out to New York a day early to support Ariana and see her last show. And Brock and I went back and forth with this. And he was like, Sheena, I really want to go see her show. And he's like, I know you've already seen it, but like, I really want to go. And I'm like, honey, we have Coachella coming up. And like that also, I have two work commitments. I'm not just going to party at a festival. Like I'm going to work and make money. And I said, I was like, I just don't think I can do an extra day in New York. Like I need to just spend all of Sunday with Summer. We're going to be gone. Then we're gone again. And he was just like, you know, she'll be fine. Like, I really want to do this night with you. Just give me an extra night. And so then I see that he says like, oh, Sheena. And I'm like, he's probably making comments like, oh, Sheena's just out in New York. Oh, Sheena's going to be at Coachella because my mom is taking Summer to Cruz's birthday party this weekend because I'll be at Coachella working. And it just really upset me. And then it's like this Reddit thing. It was like, oh, Sheena and Ariana must be beefing. I'm like, no, I was low key sad because I was away from my daughter as I'm reading this when I'm just there trying to support my friend.
And you showed up and you should feel so great about that. And we've seen on this season that like Brock is trying to alleviate some of that guilt that you're feeling. Yeah. I think, and he's clearly such a great partner in that way to you. And like, you should not feel any of this guilt. And for him to basically latch onto you to try to get a headline in that way is so gross and so crosses so many lines. And I'm so sorry you're going through that. This is not fair.
You are a brand where like for you to make money, you have to physically be places. You have to physically show yourself. You're not sending emails all day. So for you to support your family, and I'm getting chills, but it's like Summer's going to be like so proud that like, holy shit, my mom is a fucking badass. And like, it's incredible what you're doing. And so like, honestly, the second I heard him say that and you're defending yourself, I just was like, wait, don't even give it energy.
I know.
Don't give it energy.
I know. I just,
and we love you.
And it's coming from the guy who literally said before he opened a bar that opening a bar can break up a relationship, and he still opened the bar. And it's like, and
look at where you're at.
I don't know why anybody's taking what he's saying seriously. Because,
and I don't think people do. It just,
but it's, that but it still is hit what you upset me.
You don't want it to be in the universe. Like, you don't want it to be in the universe.
It's bad energy. Well,
I'm having
and juju.
The mom guilt of leaving her an extra night to come and support my friend. I was so back and forth with this. And it was just like, do we go? Do we not? No, but then I'm like, you know what? I want to go. I want to show up for her. Whether
it's great you did.
Or not, we're speaking every single day. Like, friendships go through ups and downs, but I'm still going to show up. And that just pissed me off because I'm also like, you know what, dude? Let's not throw stones when you live in a glass fucking house, okay?
So,
I don't know why he wants to say lies about me, but I will say if he keeps doing this, I will have no problem telling the truth about him. So, I'll just leave that there. Also, saying Vanderpump Rules is scripted.
Oh my God.
Scripted. Scripted. I'm sorry, like, you know what I'm on next week? Scripted.
Well, guess like, Bravo does both shows. Bro. So whatever's going on with Vanderpump is going on at the Valley.
And
so
I
like,
wish it was true. I wish I could say.
Like,
oh,
why
no,
is he acting like
that was in the
show?
Script. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
He wanted back on this scripted show, quote unquote. like for so long. I'm sorry, dude. Well, like, what
once
are you talking about?
We were
about?
Filming and we were at a restaurant and someone was like, I saw the cast reading from a script when there were menus. They were like, we're at this restaurant reading from scripts and then talking to each other. And we're like, you mean ordering from the menu?
People want to believe that so bad.
Yeah.
Also, let's be honest. Reality TV people, we're not memorizing lines. Okay?
No.
Certainly not.
I'm not remembering my lines. Cut.
Literally.
If I could say cut, that would be amazing.
I was like, you just can't make this shit up. So like.
Yeah. That does bring up a question. Do you think that some of these shows should be more scripted? Like, would that help, you know, some storylines? Like The Hills, you know?
Right.
I do think it would help some mental health and some relationships to be like,
sure.
Look, she's going to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. We need her to ask you this. I don't want it to ruin the relationship. And I think shows would last longer if they didn't have to like people get really hurt personally where it would be a little more. I think what Vanderpump is good at is you guys are actually pretty professional to be like, we're making a good show, where some shows will be like, I'll never like work with this person again over not like cheating affairs, over like very subtle things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it creates more of a longevity if people are like, we're in this together, we're a team and we're creating an amazing TV show based on our lives.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think it creates longevity if there's that same shared mentality.
Yes.
But I think the problem that The Hills ran into towards the end was just sort of like, it was sort of like a crumbling castle of like, it was too blurred. I think the lines there. And then when that ending happened, when they like pulled away the backdrop or whatever it was, like I think just sort of, they tried to bring the show back and it just was never going to work.
It wasn't the same.
It was never going to work. Like, yeah. People would have watched their real lives, totally. I think. But
I do have to say, some seasons are definitely forced narratives, yeah, or storylines more than others. Like, sometimes I'll see it and it's like, it was true, but I don't like the perspective they chose. Like, like something.
What's an example of that?
No, a fight can happen and like they're showing it from the perspective of one person and not the other person. And I'm like, because other people jumped on their bandwagon.
Yeah.
So I think some seasons are really good because they got the gold, and some seasons they don't get the gold and it seems more forced. So not all seasons are created equal.
Yeah.
I also think sometimes in relationships, there's like maybe a kernel of something that's like a slight conflict, but they've probably had it figured out behind the scenes. But that's just the only thing that we can kind of go with this year with that couple. Ooh. And then I read into that, right? You know, sometimes during seasons, I'm just like, I kind of think that these two people have it totally figured out and they're great, but they just needed something to like be sparring over a little bit.
Yeah.
And, but they probably have the shared mentality, like you talked about, of like, we're going to be fine. We just have to kind of hash this
people
out.
People don't talk about the pressure you feel on a show where they're like, what's your storyline?
Right.
Right. Right.
They always go, she's trying to find a storyline, and you go, no, I'm trying to keep a job.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because I could be a beast bowl.
I mean, what did everyone think season 11 of Vanderpump Rules was going to be with where Tom and Ariana left things off? Was one of them supposed to not come back to the show? Is that what the fans wanted to see? No, you want to see the fallout. You want to see the rebuild. You want to see everything that happened post-Scandoval.
I mean, it is, at the end of the day, it is like a social experiment.
Because
in real life, let's be honest, they would probably never talk again. But we want to see the social experiment of this group doing their thing.
Like, yeah.
For example, I'll have something awkward happen to me. The next thing you know, I'm like on a boat alone with the person that I just had a fight with. And that's what makes it interesting.
Right.
And I feel like you're in your season, what the friction that you guys are coming up against is like, some of you are like pushing for the rebuild and the sort of the reconnection between some of these people because you're on a show and that's how you move forward. But then some people on your show, and I think rightfully so in a lot of ways, but like they'd want to keep the boundary because it's personal and they don't want to start talking to somebody again who completely betrayed them because they're on a show with them. And like, but those are different.
Also,
you know, there's a friction there. And I don't know how you move.
We're really getting to the bottom of it all. But at the end of the day, it becomes about egos.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love, though, that you're seeing the fourth wall finally come down on the show this season, and way more of that to come, which is so awesome. It's one of the things I love about like the Kardashians, the D'Amelio shows, the ones that are talking about the show on the show. We finally do that.
Right.
Because sometimes I feel like in the past, you'd be fighting about something kind of show related or something a little too out of the box. And then they would replace it with like something that works for the narrative.
Right.
And then people are mad at you because of the like fake thing you're fighting over, when it's like, no, the real thing.
This is actually what it is.
Yeah. Right. Like, we're fighting, but not about that.
Yeah.
And viewers have gotten so smart to like read those things. So you might as well like not treat them like idiots and like just give them what they want, which is talking about what it's like to be on a show.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't think you have to do it on every Bravo show. Like, I think Housewives can maintain a lot of the sort of artifice. But I think on like Vanderpump Rules and Summer House to a certain extent, it's sort of like, I think some with the younger shows, it just like feels more natural for them to be talking about it.
Yeah. Especially with the social media of it all.
Totally.
Yeah. We know what's
totally
going on.
Exactly.
If someone leaks something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But then you have to like make up a reason why you're mad, even though like, you know, like they try to fuck you up in the press.
Literally.
And then you have to be like, why did you like look at me like that?
Right. I know. It's so much more interesting when you can just say the real reason. That's one of the things I love about the reunions. It's like, no, say it all. Talk about it. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
But on that note about how the Bravoverse is evolving, I feel like there haven't been too many reality stars who have like genuinely evolved out of the Bravo world and just, you know, established careers into that, you know, just outside of the Bravo fame. Bethany is one, you know, people say as an entrepreneur, talk show host, Nene, you know, with her acting and whatnot. But like, we have Hannah fucking Burner.
Thought we were gonna make me cry.
Literally, Netflix special. Like,
come on now.
That's huge.
Yeah, I love you.
That is something that only the top comedians
get.
God. And like, she is right there. So it's like, I just want to take
two of
a
us crying in this. Are you going to cry?
I tend to make people cry. I'm just kidding. No, I think the way that you've spun out your couple seasons on Summer House it's one of the more impressive post-show runs that we've ever seen. Because like, and you also, the way that you went out on the show wasn't necessarily totally fair. You were the, you took the hit that season, you know, and it was a good season of reality TV, but as a person, it's not easy to go through that, I'm sure. And I think the way that you have just leaned into what you're really amazing at and you've just thrown shit at the wall. I've been watching it. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen how your career has evolved. And now it's just, again, we've gotten to the Netflix special, which is just like, again, that's the pinnacle that's a goal for so many people. And I'm sure it was a goal of yours. And I don't know, just as somebody who's been watching you and all that, I'm so impressed by you. I'm really happy for you too.
Thank you. And I do have to say, like, I was like getting emotional because I'm like, when I, like, was off the show and everything, I really was like, well, I'm never gonna, these people are gonna shun me. And like, it's a very kind of, you feel really lonely. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that I'm sitting here still with you, still friends with you. And it just shows like, keep just trying to like figure out yourself and working on yourself. And like, you will eventually get to the right places. And I did have some really fun seasons, but then there were times where I'm like, I don't think I really fit in right now, where I don't feel like I am good at this in this kind of way. So the universe really does like kick your ass sometimes. But I remember early on, like, you came to one of my stand-up shows when I was like, I feel like she shouldn't be talking to me, like, that's not gonna like look good. Just like aesthetically, like, I know that you deal with a lot of bullshit, and I'm like, she does not have to post a photo with me. And you just were like, you make me laugh, and like, I'm excited for you.
I've always been a fan, and that's what Brock and I were saying, this, where it's like, you should be a fan of your friends, you know. Yeah. And that's why I was so excited to come and see Ariana again, because I'm a fan. Her Broadway show,
incredible,
fucking incredible.
I went to it twice. It's yeah, great.
And same. And so I was so happy to be there for the first and the last show. But it's like, you know, you should be a fan of your friends. And I love going to support anything my friends do, especially live performances. Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and reality TV, it's so difficult. And some people, like, have some other interests too. So it's really cool to see them do that. And I remember once when I was shooting Summer House, one of the cast members went to one of my stand-up shows, and she pulled me aside after, and she was like, wait, you're so happy when you do this. Like, this is what you're meant to do. Like, they knew, kind of. But, like, Bravo gave me... it was the first time I was like, wait, I fucking love being on camera. This is fun. Like, Bravo. And even like, I still am cool with Andy, and like, he's been so supportive. So it's like, I honestly, it all kind of, it's like a very positive thing when you look back at it all. And I also think after leaving the show, because I really did not have like legit, like nothing really bad happened with anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no reason to talk bad about anyone. Like, I really had no more, like, there weren't any storylines. Like, I just was like, I'm just do me. So there hasn't been really any drama from anything. So.
Well, I think that's also part of what helps. I think it's good when somebody doesn't go scorched earth on what they just...
Yeah, because there was really not a lot going on. I just kind of was like, I see what happened. I accept it. And yeah, you can't be angry.
But we've seen the opposite happen. Yeah. And like, it doesn't... Maybe for like a couple of months, it gets you a lot of good press and opportunities. But like, it's not... That doesn't give you longevity.
At the end of the day, it was a business decision that was made. And like, I really do... Like, I'm rooting for all of them. And I think they're rooting for me. So it's like...
Yeah.
I did have to work through therapy of basically the whole concept of like, just any negative feelings you feel towards other people is like not helping you. Mm-hmm. And like, I really do feel like I just like to surround myself... Like, even like with Paige, like the fact that we're still friends is like beautiful. And like, cause we've been through hard things makes us closer. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that like we both really do root for each other, like it's just fun to surround myself with cool, driven, creative people. Yeah. That's all I want to do.
Agreed.
I love it.
So other than the Netflix special, what is next?
Oh my God. It's funny cause I've been on the road forever. Yeah. And it was all about shooting the special. Like, live performances filmed are like totally different than a random show. Yeah. I was like, it was a crazy experience, and now I have to edit it, and I think it's gonna come out around September. And then I'm honestly very open. I don't like to be put in a box. I get bored easily. I like to just take on projects. I might try some acting, some, but then they were in this weird place where like creating your own content is kind of king right now.
Yeah,
which is hard because I'm like, I grew up and I'm like, I want to be a movie star. But like, everyone's like, make TikToks.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I know.
No, it's so fun.
They're like, make YouTube videos. So yeah, I'm just like creating and like, honestly, just keep trying to keep my mental health above board.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job. And I love following you and watching all of your videos. You're one of the few people where I will watch your video in its entirety.
Oh my, that's you actually know? The nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Also, I do have to say, whenever I'm in like a crazy situation, like I know I was shooting the special and I looked at someone and I go, it's all happening. Like,
that
is so, yes. This is, isn't that crazy? Like your words have affected so many people.
I know.
Like I think I was getting my makeup done. I just went, it's all happening, and everyone laughed.
I love it.
But it's such a true, like, you were in the moment. You were recognizing like, how big it was for you without being
scared.
And
then I just
scared.
See Sheena's face, like, smiling yes. ear to ear. Like, it's all happening. Like, it's just so cool.
Let's fucking
go. I love it.
So happy.
But I appreciate, you're so, thank
yeah.
you for the kind words.
No,
for
of
real.
Course. It's, I love following your career.
And I can't wait to hear the music you're about to drop. I can't
Same,
wait.
Same.
So good. So we just finished recording two, and then we have one more that I'm still writing, and that one is going to also be the title of the entire EP. So I think we're going to put out one more single, and then the last two songs will come out when the whole EP is out.
Do you ever vlog like the process or like in the studio?
No, literally.
Because I'm obsessed with that.
Justice, like, here's the footage. Just me. Well, what's so funny is right as I'm walking in, Justice, who edits all of my videos, texted me for a Patreon exclusive. And I was like, I'm not going to have time to watch and approve this until a little bit later. But yes, we do. We vlog all of the behind the scenes stuff.
Because I'm obsessed
of that
with music documentaries. Like I just watched Billie Eilish on Apple
TV. Oh, that's a great one.
So, I just love seeing musicians like in the studio. Like, what if we use this? Does that rhyme with this?
And
like,
yeah.
My mind just so doesn't work that way.
No, I know.
It's like, yeah.
But yeah, it's
I'm
so
impressed.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. One more quick little break and we'll be right back. All right, it's Factor Fridays. It's the time to eat stress-free this spring. Factor has delicious, ready-to-eat meals. They're always fresh, never frozen. In just 2 minutes in the microwave, boom, dinner, lunch, breakfast, whatever you want is served. You can choose from their weekly menu that has over 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, vegan and veggie. And also, here's my favorite part, you can discover over more than 60 add-ons every week. They have on-the-go lunch, snacks, they have wellness shots, smoothies, things that have become a part of our daily routine. There's no fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. And it's tailored to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is basically your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/goodisgold50 and use code GOODISGOLD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code GOODISGOLD50 at factormeals.com/GOODISGOLD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. All right, it's Coachella weekend, and you know one of the most important things to do on festival weekends and in life in general is to stay hydrated. But especially when I'm going to the desert, when I'm traveling, when I'm flying, I just got back from New York, as we all know, I have to keep hydrated with Liquid IV. This is something that I always have on me in every purse, in every pocket, in every car, in every house. Liquid IV literally hydrates you with 3 times the electrolytes of any leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients all in one single stick. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you much faster than water alone. And they have so many new flavors. I think my current fave is the strawberry lemonade, but I also am obsessed with the white peach. It is the best on the go, stay hydrated thing that I keep on me. They are made with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. So also know there are no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar available in bulk nationwide at Costco. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HONEY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code HONEY at liquidiv.com. Okay, so I know obviously you're not watching, but I need to ask Gibson's opinion at least. Now that the new season of Summer House is airing, do we think that perspectives on the Lindsay Carl situation are changing? Even after this last episode where you see Paige and Amanda be like, damn, we feel for Lindsay, which I feel like that was kind of a new shift with the girls, because the first episode, Lindsay coming in, everyone was like, we don't fuck with her. And now they're having sympathy for her.
Yeah. The perspective's definitely shifted among viewers, 100%. Like, I think it was kind of speaking to what you were saying earlier of like, Lindsay did a lot of press around the show and before we saw this season, and that was her side of the story. And now I think, I kind of think the show is sort of giving us Carl's side. And I have thoughts about whether that's like completely unbiased or not. But like, I think that that's how it's being presented to us. And there are two sides to every story. And I thought the thing with Paige and Amanda was one of my favorite things I've seen on Summer House in quite some time. Just because Paige and Lindsay to me felt like there was no hope for them to ever be on the same page or anything. I think that for Paige to take that leap and like express that sympathy was really big of her. And I was just so impressed by that moment because that last reunion was really ugly between them. Like, it wasn't fun to watch at all. And I like both of them a lot. And you kind of just thought there was no hope for them to ever be, or at least just kind of see eye to eye on something. And I was really happy that Paige did that and at least like asked that question.
Yeah.
And pushed back against sort of the narrative that the rest of the house was kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Buying.
So when it comes to Team Carl, Team Lindsay, are you Team Switzerland? You don't have to say which, but are you leaning more towards one team?
I'll just say that I'm fairly close to Lindsay. Just she's somebody who I've known for at this point 8 years, and we just have always been connected, and so I'm probably more on her side of things.
So now with seeing more of Carl's side, are you like, oh, okay, when Lindsay explained this, I'm now understanding more of Carl's perspective, just watching it? Or
yeah,
is it
definitely
now
colors in the lines for sure. I mean, there's value in getting every side of every story. Totally. I really think that. And like, and I think that you can acknowledge when somebody does like something wrong or takes a misstep or I don't know, and still be a loyal friend to them or still be whatever. I think that sometimes one of my frustrations about just like being around these shows is like, people think in such black and white terms. And
can we just live in the gray for
like,
a bit?
Live in the gray, like two things can be true.
Absolutely.
And there can be valid points on either side of their story. And that's, I'm learning that.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how I guess I'm viewing this right now. But it's that part's not easy to watch. But I'm glad that unlike the Lindsay and Danielle thing last season that really tore the house apart and was like so not fun to watch and really dark, at least with the Lindsay and Carl thing, it feels like it's mostly happening between them, and there's still a lot of fun to be had on this season of Summer House. And so there's a good balance, I think, of positive and not so positive vibes.
True journalist.
Thoughts on the new cast? What are we thinking about West? And do you know West personally at all?
I actually don't know him. I know that he ran into Dez at the Comedy Cellar once and they like hit it off and were laughing, and that he's just like a like pretty normal dude apparently.
Jesse and West are exactly what the show needed. The show hadn't gotten like a really solid male cast member in quite some time. And you felt that in the past couple of seasons.
You also want people who like want to party and have the innocence of like, let's have a good time. Because when things are so loaded and heavy, like everything you, it's like roommates where like you're like, someone just goes like, oh, I'm gonna make this, and you're like, are you? And you're like, what are you even referring to? Like, there's so many levels. That's why, like, first season is so funny, because you could always come in and you're like, these people are crazy. And then a couple seasons in, you're like, you would do that. You would do that. it's just like, there's so many, like, or someone will say something and someone will roll their eyes and you'll be like, why'd they do that? And you'll be like, you don't want to get into it. It's just, it's, first season is beautiful.
West in particular is really just like such a breath of fresh. And like, nobody has anything bad to say about him. He just like seems like the best guy.
Yeah.
And I also love him and Sierra. Like, they are so...
Do we know?
I'm going to let the view... I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay.
Look at me having self-control for the first time ever.
Okay, so you mentioned the Summer House reunion last year. Yeah. Obviously, we had the Vanderpump Rules reunion last year. And I know you just wrote a piece for Betches about the rituals of reality TV reunions. Yes. So I'm not sure what the inception date was for the first reunion, but after its first one in what, like 2007, following the first season of Real Housewives of Orange County, Bravo seems to, you know, just kind of have like a golden standard for reality TV reunions. Now Andy Cohen is doing the Kardashians reunion and who knows what else is to come.
Traitors.
Hannah and I have obviously participated in reunions, but Gibson, I think you've definitely seen more of them than we have. So do you think at this point Bravo has perfected the formula?
Yeah, it's interesting because that piece that they had me write was about all of reality TV.
Yeah.
And I had to include enough examples from other non-Bravo shows. And it was kind of hard to do that. It's like Love is Blind is doing their reunions that aren't very good because I don't think Nick and Vanessa are very good at hosting those. I think it shows you how good Andy is at them, first of all. So I think he's a big part of why they're so good. But like Bravo just like has an unlock.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like there's nothing like
You know when you watch one, it's like they have a random host that didn't even watch the show and they're asking questions and the viewers are like, you're asking the wrong questions.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Selling Sunset, even if the same Andy, thing happened.
Even if you're like, I don't think you watched the season. I'm just talking about Summer.
Did you feel that?
He's not watching. Like sometimes you'll ask and you're like, okay. But he's busy.
He is.
I don't know how he watches as much as he watches.
He probably got a cut. He got a nice little summary cut. But he still will be able to make it spicy.
And listen, that's
part of Vanderpump and Housewives. Yeah. I'm talking about other shows.
Yeah. But that's part of the art of being a really good host is like convincing the talent and the viewer that like you are totally plugged into this too.
Well, regardless if you watch it, he's plugged in and he will get to the bottom of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I actually think that sometimes at the non-Housewives, non-Vanderpump Rules reunions, he like gives himself more agency to just kind of like go there. You know what I mean? He asks like the kind of more savage questions.
Because I'll watch him, like I think even during one of my reunions, I'll watch him change sides during the reunion because he doesn't really know us that well, I don't think. So he'll be like, like he's literally like, we're all trying to get him to like get our side.
So are you guys sitting there like trying to read his mind about like what he's actually thinking about?
Well, you definitely don't want him to have a like bad response to you.
I do notice whoever is first chair, their eyes are always looking at the cards like what's next.
Okay, Jenna's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a privilege.
I didn't know, like, I was always so nervous around him, and I just wanted Andy to like me the whole time. Like, I would be like crying, fighting with someone, then turn to Andy and be like,
help.
I like try to make a joke around
Andy.
Help
me, I'm poor.
Like, I literally am getting yelled at, and then I go, Andy, I like your shirt.
Do you have any all time favorite reunion moments that come to mind?
Oof. I mean, I kind of think nobody does a reunion like Atlanta.
Yeah.
Just like the heyday of NeNe on there, like her versus Kim. There were some really good reads that happened.
Yeah.
Phaedra and Kenya are so good at reunions. That cast, I think they're just like really good at what they do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, I mean, your reunion last year was like pretty all time, honestly. And just like the whole, I love like a monoculture spectacle, like media event. And that was absolutely that. Like, we all had watch parties and things. Yeah. Like, it was so fun to watch. And it also delivered.
Watching Sheena watch the reunion. The meta-ness. Like, we'd be like this, and we'd cut to Sheena, and she'd go, oh!
She was us.
I've never felt more, the audience, I think, felt so connected
I
with
loved
you.
That.
That was iconic. That was so good.
And you'd be like, what?
No, that was good. I think of, also, James is really good at reunions, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it when he like crawled on the floor because he was like, Stassi, you're crawling back to the show.
Back.
That was an all-time early moment, I think, for you guys.
I'm so embarrassed. I go on my phone and it says Stassi's return to VPR. And
I saw that.
Immediately text Paige and I go, oh my God. And then like, look at the comments. It's April Fool's. I fully got tricked. And
it sounds like one of those LinkedIn bio things that people are doing.
Literally. And I was like, okay, let's go VPR. Like, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, look, we would welcome her back with open arms. Mm-hmm. I think she's just at a point in her life where she wouldn't come back. But if she did, it's like the kids are friends.
You know, it would be like riding a bike
friends.
For her.
Uh-huh.
I,
she'd come right in.
I would absolutely embrace
her presence.
Yeah, because
she turned down
back.
The Valley, apparently. So, like,
she doesn't fit in with that group, though. Those aren't really her friends. Mm-hmm. Not that you have to live in the Valley, because Jesse and Michelle don't. But
you have to fit the vibe of the show. Yeah.
I think even if it was just, you know, we got a couple cameos and some play dates next season, just want to put that out there.
Would love that.
I would love that.
I would love that. I love when you and Lala popped up on that show. I think it enhances the fact that it's like an overlapping universe with what.
Totally.
Yeah. Because that's also what would really happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
I know.
It's all happening, guys.
Well, thank you guys so much for getting into some shenanigans with me. This was so fun.
Anytime.
I would love to do this again. I need to just start making New York a regular thing now that I know there's the studio out here. I've got my friends.
Do you feel
out
a different vibe when you're here with recording? Is it different?
She goes, look, I bring the vibes.
She does bring the vibes. She brings the vibes and the sweatsuits.
I bring the vibes.
Yeah.
I do. I love recording out here. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that we had like a sister studio with Dear Media. Mm-hmm. And then I asked Amanda Hirsch, I was like, wait, so where do you record? Like, do you just have the dopest home studio?
Yeah.
And she told me about WTF and I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm going to make this more of a
thing.
But awesome. Please tell everyone where they can find you and when they can find your Netflix special. September, you said?
Oh, yeah, in September. And yeah, hannahburner.com. I have shows coming up still next couple months. And follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Listen Gig Squad, and Burner Phone with my husband.
Yes.
My podcast is called Gabbing with Gib. Interviews, Bravo hot takes, all that, Tuesdays and Fridays. And then you can follow me at Gib Sonoma all across socials.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye. Sheena Shea.
Shea FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
'Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.